Hey everyone, here talking to John Harden from Ovik, who was recently acquired from Sasleo, the founder, and he has a speech or a panel coming up later.
Yeah.
That's later today. But right now, John, what I want to do is ask you about, frankly, the event. I mean, we're here at the MSP GeekCon, the first ever. I considered it kind of like a crowdsourced event, and I am absolutely loving it. There's not a lot of vendors, ironically a vendor, but not a like a good vendor. Like not, I mean, everybody's actually approaching you from what I'm seeing. What is your thought about the entire event? And frankly, what are you getting out of it?
Yeah, so this event in my mind is a community event, right? It's a community event for the community. And the MSP GeekCon crew has put on something amazing here, right? And they've captured lightning in a bottle that they hope they can replicate again, because you're right. It's different. There's just a different energy out here. People are coming up because they want to learn. People aren't being shy away from the vendors because they're here to learn about new tech. There's a stat earlier yesterday morning during the keynote that said 59% of people here at this conference have never been to a conference
before.
Isn't that
amazing? When I heard that, I was like, whoa. But they're from everywhere, every walk of life to learn. And they're here to see you, which is ironic because normally the vendor is there to see
them. But you know what that metric means to me, though? That means there's 59% of the people at this conference that are putting themselves in a new exposure, a new environment, doing something they've never done. And a lot of these people are techs, right? Like I started it, my job in the help desk role, and we weren't afforded the opportunity to go, right? The CEO goes out to the big conferences and then we stay back and we get things done. But this is a huge opportunity for those help desk roles and the technicians to come out here, learn about technology, but learn about more than that. I know there's a track around the human side of tech. That's where I'll be talking on a little bit later, is the human side of tech. There's process, there's cybersecurity, there's everything. And these people are afforded an opportunity to learn, in which there's not too many cases out there where there's educational content or educational material being produced. So it's a huge shout out to the MSP GeekCon crew to put it there. I'm proud that Ovik's here to represent it, been in the community for a long time, but also kudos to all the other vendors who are out here, because you're talking in the circles and the vendors are all here because they want to be part of the community. We don't see this as a ROI, like turnaround, churn and burn.
That's the one thing I'm hearing is they're like, we don't really care about the investment and what's the cost per gross ad. I've literally heard the exact opposite from, listen, we normally have absolute, one of the funniest statements that I've heard was, previously I really had no budget, but now here I really literally have no budget. Just go do it. It just makes sense. It's for the community.
Yeah.
Are people approaching you specifically about Ovik, or are they just approaching you about best practices for self-governance? Is there a combination of it?
Well, there's people that don't know about Ovik that want to know what we are, of course, and who we are and who we serve. But a lot of people here are just wanting to learn, right? They've watched a YouTube series somewhere and met. Like, I'm sure you've got people coming up to you going, Tony, I've watched stuff you've done this whole time. And so people are just here to really get education on all sort of manners. You mentioned something earlier. There's a guy back in Indy. He uses this term a lot. We talked about ROI, right? And he doesn't like to talk about ROI as return on investment. In most of your conferences, let's be fair, right? It's a business to run. There's things to get done. But this one, his term for it, ripples of impact. That's what I feel like is going on out here. Like there's a lot of impact happening out here at this conference.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the index scale of events, I'm absolutely going to classify this as one of my favorites. Now, there aren't as many what I consider to be entertainment spots, but I don't notice that.
No. Everybody seems to be entertaining themselves.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But let's be fair, right? We had Backdoors and Breaches upstairs. We had Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh,
we had Tech Bar Live. We had all this community stuff, but not your normal chintzy stuff.
But right? Everyone's engaged in it. So you're not there to be entertained. You are actually engaged doing the entertainment, being entertained, and it's educational. You're meeting people that you, frankly, haven't met before in a lot of cases. There's a lot of not just activity, but a lot of productivity.
Yep.
And what an amazing event. So with that, we'll wrap it up. MSP GeekCon 2023. John Harden is going to be speaking on a panel that may or may not be covered. There's going to be a lot of quote-unquote people smarter than him.
Yep.
Which, he's like, I gotta go smarten up.
Sharpen it up for this thing.
But that says a lot about the event. So yeah. MSP GeekCon, if you're not here next year, you're missing out.
Absolutely.
John, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, really appreciate Tony. Appreciate your time.
See y'all. So we're interviewing some amazing people today, and someone made eye contact with me, which means he's here. Jason Slagle, I am so sorry you made eye contact, but okay. Now you have to be here for the audience.
That's fine.
So tell us about MSP GeekCon. Give us your thoughts. What do you think about it?
I am very pleased. As somebody that was kind of on the back end helping a little bit, although not nearly as much as Kevin and the others.
Hold on, pause. Yeah. He's literally at the front desk registering people. Not just a little involved.
I could not be more pleased with how this has turned out.
Amazing.
The feedback we've received has been pretty much universally positive. The conversations we hear from people coming out of breakouts has been amazing. Very pleased with the conference and can't wait to do it again.
Absolutely, 100%. MSP GeekCon 2023. Next, when's the next one?
I don't know.
This is like a crowdsourced.
It'll be 2024.
Okay.
But we gotta. I mean, you can't announce anything until hotel contracts are signed. So.
Hey.
You lose all your leverage then.
Thank you so much for making eye contact and being sucked into this. Everyone, come to this event. All the frontline people, even the top line guys, are actually on the front helping register people.
Yeah. It's fun. Sure. Cool.
See y'all.
See ya.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
Okay, MSP Dispatch fans, it's about 5:30 in the morning. It's May 24th, and I'm leaving the MSP GeekCon 2023. What an amazing event. Just not a soul to be found out right now, but man, this was one of the best events that I've been to. It was great seeing you all, and the feedback that we got about the MSP Dispatch was incredible. So, hope to see y'all next year or at the next event. Talk to y'all later.